The Mind Aware, 442.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Hey, I am so excited to be here because we're talking about two of my very favorite things, being happy and making money. So, feeling good, making money. How are these related? Well, guess what? You're going to get three tips today on why the feel-good way is the best way to make money. These three tips, these three things will help to bring more money into your life. And, you know, you've probably been following for a while, and so I'm guessing you know that mindset matters most, right? Mindset's the most important thing. And so before I give those tips, I want to remind you to head over to danaclass.com because something big is coming and you're going to want to be a part of it. I just can't wait to tell you about it. And I'm just going to keep it a secret. You have to go over and check over at danaclass.com to check it out. So let's do these in reverse order, I think. I think we'll do it like David Letterman style. Tip number three. We'll go 3, 2, 1. I think they're all kind of maybe equally important, though, really. I'm just going to correct myself. So here is the first tip I want to give you. And it's easy to say, and it sometimes can be a little challenging to do. I won't lie, you know. I mean, I think probably for brain trainers it's easier than for anybody. But here it is. In your business, when you're doing tasks that are marketing or monetization tasks, do only those tasks that feel good. Do only those tasks that you love. Do only those tasks that you're excited about. So what do I mean by that? Well, I'm no different than anybody else. We all get these ideas of what a business should look like. Oh, well, you have to have a presence on Facebook and on Instagram and on LinkedIn, and don't forget your Pinterest page, and you got to have a funnel, and you have to have a really nice website, and you have to have an autoresponder email sequence that you're sending stuff out to people, and all of this stuff. And some of those are in my wheelhouse and some of them aren't. And maybe the same is true for you. Maybe some of those are in your wheelhouse and some of those aren't. I was recently working with a high-level client, and she had zero tech ability, like nothing. And she's a nutrition coach, doesn't want to build a website, doesn't want to do any of that. So we said, well, you don't have to. What do you like? What do you love to do? And she's like, well, I love Facebook. So we started working strictly around building her business out using Facebook, going into groups and talking to people and commenting, making interesting posts, and bots. She's still building a list, but she's using a chatbot, which frankly might be not such a bad idea to be building that list rather than an email list, and especially for somebody who's not techie. I mean, I think, you know, we're moving more and more in the direction of the chatbot because this is the direction the world's heading. And so if you're somebody who you don't necessarily want to build this huge online presence and don't want to have all these different facets and don't want to overcomplicate things, make things simple. Do the things that you love to do. What do you love to do? I had an experience not so long ago where I just decided to stop posting on Instagram. And I love Instagram, by the way. Like, I think it's one of the happier social networks out there. But I was starting to feel more like I was making posts because it was a job or an assignment or something I had to do. And I could hear this like background voice that was like, well, what will people think? You know, if you're not, don't have an Instagram presence. Oh, it'll look like you don't have a real business. You know, all of this stuff. And that's the wrong energy and the wrong space to be acting from. Now, the good news is I'm kind of starting to get excited about posting again, so you might see me over on Instagram again. But I went for, this is probably months now, where I'm just like, I'm just going to stop. I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm just going to wait until it feels like a feel-good. Because what I know for sure is if I put close to 100% of my work day, work hours, work time into stuff that feels good, into stuff that I really love to do, then I'm going to be excited to get up, I'm going to be excited to work my business, and I'm going to get better results because I'm going to be bringing that excitement and that energy to the task. And I'm going to be attracting the right people and meeting the right people because I'm going to be in the places I need to be. And I'm not going to be making a bunch of quote-unquote busy work for myself, doing a bunch of stuff that I don't like to do just because I'm concerned or worried about what other people might think, right? So I know you might be saying, well, what do I do if it's something that like is a real have to, like I have to do it, like taxes, right? Or something like that. Like, well, I have to do taxes, but I can't. And with those things, sometimes you do have those things where you feel like, well, I have to file this or I have to do that. If that's the case, then do this. For as many of those things as possible, farm them out and pay somebody. It might really surprise you at how little it costs to farm out those tasks you don't like. I remember one time when I was very first starting my business, I was trying to do everything myself, and I was trying to put this form on a website, so like the opt-in form to put your email address in, and I am not kidding, I could not get that thing to work. I literally tinkered around and researched and read articles and went into forums and tried to figure out how to do it for 3 days. Like, I could not figure out how to do it. And so finally I broke down. I went on to one of these Upwork sites and I applied, like, okay, I want to do this and I'm willing to pay $50 to have it done or something. Do you know that somebody did it for $35 and I had just spent 3 days of my life and frustration and annoyance trying to do that thing? So don't discount delegating and don't start doing automatically that, well, I can't afford it yet story. Having said that, if you feel like it's something that I have to do and I really am not in a position to farm it out yet, then you must find a way to feel good about it. You must find a way to start making it your thing. You must find a way to start training your brain to making it your thing. Like, I like doing taxes. I'm a good money manager. It's fun to know what's coming in. I love numbers and I love money, so it makes sense that I would love doing this stuff. Like, you have to find a way to talk about it. So that's tip number one. Whatever you can do, do as much as you can, 90% plus of your day, only stuff you just love to do. Because nobody cares if you're doing any of the other stuff, right? Nobody cares. And you're going to create a better job and a better life for yourself. All right. Tip number two, take breaks. Take lots of breaks. Take as many breaks as you can throughout the day. Definitely every 50 minutes, get up, walk around, do something of interest to yourself. Do anything that it feels good or is fun for you. Eat. That's one of my favorite things to do every 50 minutes. Eat. Take a walk. Play with the dog. Putter around the house a little bit. Do something to get your mind away from work every 50 minutes. And the reason is, and even more often if you can, because the reason is, the big secret that nobody's telling you is that your money is actually made during that break time, not during the work time. Because it's during that break time that you let your mind relax, you let the creative pathways relax, you let them open up, and you get the big money-making idea, the good one, the one that's going to be easy and make a lot of money. You don't get those ideas during the work time. And if you look at any of the really big players, the billionaires, and you listen to their advice and what they say and how they spend their day, they spend a good percentage of their days doing what we would call nothing. Just allowing their brains to work in the best environment, taking those breaks, relaxing, stepping away from it. And here's the other thing, besides the fact that you will get access to good ideas, there's a law of diminishing returns when you stay at a task and stay focused on something for a long time. you start to get less productive because you're not at your most refreshed, best self. So when you step away, when you take those breaks, and they don't even have to be long, 5-10 minutes is enough, right? I would love to see you doing even more, but 5 or 10 minutes is enough. If you're doing regular 5 or 10 minute breaks, you come back refreshed and you get that exponential boost of feeling good and feeling refreshed. Another important tip about the taking breaks, don't take a break when you're at a stopping point, which is really counterintuitive and it can be a challenge. I find this with writers all the time. They'll sit down and they'll say, well, I set up a 30-minute a day writing schedule for myself, but then I get into it and I write for 2 or 3 hours and then I stop. Well, then they have a hard time coming back to it because they usually stop when they got to a point where they couldn't think of anything else to say or were kind of hitting that writer's block. Now they have two reasons for not coming back to it. One, they know they're going to trick themselves into saying 30 minutes and they're going to go longer. And what they're thinking in their mind is, I don't have 2 hours to write, so I'm not going to do it. And two, they're coming back to their project at a point where there's no flow and they have to get started again and they have to think of what to do. So when you take a break from your project, don't wait until you've completed something. Leave while the flow is still going so that when you get back to it, you're excited to get back to it. You know right what to do. There's no startup time, and you just are right back into it. Okay? Hope that makes sense. All right. And I have a third one that I'm going to tell you after the break. So for those of you that don't know, I'm live on Facebook every Thursday at 9 a.m. This is our studio audience, and you can be a part of it just by going to danawild.com/update. DanaWild.com/update and making sure that you get the ping. You'll know when the video comes out. You'll be able to hear like the audience reaction. You'll be able to ask questions and we just get to hang out and have fun. So I do hope that you join me here on Facebook. And in the meantime, I'll be back in 90 seconds with tip number 3.
Have you seen Dana's top 5 myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/free training today and find out why.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome back to the show. So good to have you here. And if you missed it in the first half of the show, you must go over to danaclass.com, and get signed up for my next free training. You are going to want to hear it because it's all about mindset and influence and building your tribe. So make sure to check it out. So before the break, we were talking about how to build your business the feel-good way and actually intentionally incorporating methods that are feel-good methods. I think most of you and myself, too, as brain trainers, we figured out that this is the ticket. This is the thing that nobody else is doing. Everybody's giving you a lot of how-to steps or things that you should do, but nobody's telling you the how-to with regards to thinking and with feeling good and why that's so important. This is the secret sauce that people do naturally. They may have enthusiasm and they build their business quickly and easily and they do it naturally. And then everybody says, oh, well, it's because they've got a really good sales letter. Like nobody makes the connection that this is the single most important thing you can do for your business. The single most important thing you can do is make mindset the priority. Mindset matters most. It's the very most important thing you can do in your business. And so needless to say, when you're implementing feel-good methods, when you're focused on choosing, making choices based on the joy it brings you, now you start to build your business quickly. Choose those tasks that bring you joy. Take those breaks and do those things that allow your mind to rest and bring you joy. All right? So tip number three shouldn't surprise you when I tell you that tip number three is self-care. Basic self-care. And I mean, great, if you want to go out and get the whole mani-pedi or do the spa or get the massage or all of that, that's all good. But I'm even just talking even more basic than that. Make sure that you make sleep a priority. Get enough sleep. Make that important in your life to feel rested. Make sure that you're doing your best to feed your body good things. And believe me, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody. You know, put a bag of kettle chips in front of me and I'll sing a different tune. But I'll tell you this, it'll bring me a lot of joy. So do your best to eat and drink enough water. Eat things that bring you joy. You know, do the things to help you to feel good about your life, not just your business. Feel good about how you're living your life and how you're making choices to be the best you in every moment, because you're not overly tired. You're not hungry or crabby. You're doing your best to maintain your relationships. All of those kind of basic things that just say, like, I love you. Do your best to really get into that feeling of self-love, talking nicely to yourself, basic self-care. And then if you've got time and the inclination for the mani-pedi or the travel or all of those things that are bonus self-care stuff, cool, do it. But you will be just amazed at what 8 good hours of sleep, feeling good in a good body with energy that's just eating good food and exercised and all that good stuff, that will make you more money than being on Instagram every day posting 20 times a day. Like, being the best you in the world, and at the core of that is self-care. That's the ticket to success. That's how we do it. And I'll tell you this. If you even just make this a focus today and for the next few days, you will start to see a shift in your brain chemistry. You will start to see a shift in the access that you have to good ideas. You will start to see a shift in the way you're reacting to people outside of you and how they're reacting to you. You will start to see the results in the outside world match what's happening in your inside world, because your reticular activating system part of your brain, that matchmaker, will start to match it up. And we can do this now, and we can play, and you can report back when I'm back here next time and talk about how awesome things are going. But I'm glad to be here in a sandbox where people get this and they know that this is important. In fact, it's the most important thing you can do to build your business, build your following, and make more money. Have fun, and we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.